Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. And thank you for taking your time this Sunday morning to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And not joining me today is my partner, Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, because he's on a trip. I'm thrilled to have a lovely lady who is so full of information, Meredith Mason, a nurse practitioner who I was blessed to meet about probably a year ago. Welcome, Meredith, to Vital Health Radio.
Good morning, Ed. I'm so happy to be here with you and looking forward to talk about my favorite thing, which is natural health.
Absolutely. I think Meredith and I could probably do a 2 to 3 hour show on this. We're kind of cut out of the same mold as far as our philosophies and our life connection to nutrition, holistic means, safe options for creating and managing health. Tell us a little bit about your background and what got you into having such a passion for the same thing that I do.
Well, Ed, I am a board certified family nurse practitioner. And I am also the founder and owner of Brio Integrative Medicine here in Chattanooga. I am very interested in a functional and integrative approach to medicine, stemming from my own struggle with health issues in my 20s. I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia at the age of 22 and struggled with gut issues for many, many years, chronic pain issues. And I had to literally educate myself and dig myself out of the problems that I was experiencing. And through that process of reading, learning, studying with other physicians now, I have really amass this wealth of knowledge that I'm really excited to help and share with others and help them in optimizing and regaining their health as well.
I love that because, you know, functional medicine is a term that I think we all will end up hearing in the near future because it is what I believe heavily on. And what it means, and you certainly can describe it probably better in a professional manner, but it really to me is looking at the true causes of poor health and disease and not treating symptoms. You know, when someone gets any of the list of 500 diseases that happen, most of the time, the treatment that is recommended is helping you to feel better, perhaps to get through the week or the month, reduce your symptoms. But this very rare do they actually look for the reason that that disease occurred, which means if the body doesn't handle it, it will reoccur and usually at a worse level. So functional medicine is looking deeply into the chemistry and the nutrition and the genetics, and we're using all kind of innovative tests that I know you are super familiar with. In fact, you just came back from a conference of just intense learning. And I'll say that brings me into the other aspect that this kind of education today has to be self-motivated by the practitioner like you. And you have taken it upon yourself to journey and get out of the box of traditional thinking. Before we talk anymore, I have kind of failed to say I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and we are a nutrition wellness center that I began in 1979, and we are located on Lee Highway here in Chattanooga, and we have a wonderful website, nutritionw.com, that I'm very proud of. So for those people who want to know more, and I would like to ask anyone who really likes social media, please like us at Facebook on Nutrition World and on Vital Health Radio. That truly helps us to journey forward on this. So tell us a little bit about Brio. I know that it's exciting and it's a new development here in Chattanooga. So introduce people to what this Brio is, Meredith.
Absolutely, Ed. So I'm excited to have put this clinic together. It's located on Vance Road, which is actually right behind Nutrition World off of Lee Highway. We're going to be moving in the spring, which is an exciting, up next to Nutrition World, which will be facing Lee Highway, so people will be able to find us very easily. And so what I'm doing in this clinic is basically I am partnering with patients and we're looking deeply at root cause issues of their health complaints. So when patients come to see me, they may have already seen several physicians and practitioners looking for the cause of their chronic headaches, chronic fatigue and pain, autoimmune issues, gut issues that just aren't responding to traditional treatments. So when I meet with patients, I'm doing an extensive workup. I give them a multi-page questionnaire where I'm looking at all sorts of health parameters and influences on their health. We're going to do traditional testing, but also we're going to do some testing that people may not be familiar with. We can look at stool testing, for example, to look at different types of bacteria that may be present, good and bad, in their gut. And we can also look at cortisol levels. That's another passion of mine, and assessing how a patient is doing in terms of their stress throughout the day. The adrenal function. Our adrenals are located on our kidneys. They're actually some of the most important glands in our body and produce stress hormones. They produce catecholamines, which are epinephrine, norepinephrine, really important neurotransmitters that really control the stress response in our body. So I work with a lot of patients with stress issues. We can look at neurotransmitter levels as well. People that are coming in with anxiety and depression, which is so prevalent in our culture right now, I can really attack that from multiple levels. So, I mean, that's just a little taste. Also, bioidentical hormone therapy, individualized nutrition plans. We also deal with men's health as well. So I've got a full arsenal of tools that I can use to help people get well.
Oh, man, I'm so excited. And I know that we're mentioned talking about cortisol. I'm probably say that word at least five times every day talking to the clients that come into Nutrition World, because if it's too high or too low or timed incorrectly, it will basically devastate your quality of life. And we live in such a chaotic world that I think many of us have adrenal fatigue, sometimes overstimulated adrenals, and that, as you said, can affect everything from how you sleep and how you function. And we're going to talk about sleep in the second segment, so I want, because it's so important. And when you don't sleep, you're messing with your cortisol terribly. And when you do sleep, it does help balance it. But sometimes we need even more help than that, which is the evaluation that you are focusing on. How would a person get in touch with you if they want to pursue this?
Very simply, I have made it as easy as possible for my patients to contact me and make an appointment, because I really believe in empowering the patient to make their own health decisions. If you go to www.briomedicine.com, on my first homepage there, you will see a button that is green and it says appointment. If you click on that button, you will then go to a separate site where you can book your own appointment. I see patients for initial consults in 1 hour intervals, so we can spend a good amount of time getting to know each other, getting to know your concerns, and so we can make a plan of action.
That is fantastic. I love the efficiency that comes with properly put together technology. We've got about 3 minutes more in this segment. Dr. Green and I always usually talk about a restaurant that one of us has eaten at, because we have to be cautious and thoughtful when we choose what we eat. And when we go out to eat, like I do that quite a bit, it cannot be just random. You just don't pull your car in and then you hope you're going to find good food. And so I know you mentioned earlier that you had eaten at a restaurant I've not eaten at called the Flying Squirrel. Tell me about that and what, like, the pluses and minuses as far as, you know, people like us who really focus on healthy food.
So, Ed, when I go to a restaurant, and I love good food because I love to cook as well, but I judge a restaurant by the quality of their produce. I eat a largely plant-based diet with some occasions for other things like wild fish and things like that. I'm looking at produce quality. Flying Squirrel is an incredible local restaurant. They believe in the local movement. They support local farms. They source most of their produce from our own organic farm in Chattanooga City, which is called Crabtree Farms. For anyone that has never been to Crabtree Farms, this is an amazing experience. They have incredible plant sales in the summer, or excuse me, in the spring and fall that are amazing. People should check out. But Flying Squirrel for a restaurant has the best vegetables hands down. You can also get a wild salmon dish that I've had there a month or two ago with the vegetables. Incredible. These people have incredible attention to details in their preparation. It is, it's really designed like a bar. So some people might not know that the food there is so incredible. Also, they don't allow children because of that. So just keep that in mind if you're planning a visit there. They do allow children, I believe, for Sunday brunch, but not on the evenings.
Well, my dear, I bet you'll guess where I will be tonight about 6 p.m. That sounds so wonderful. And yes, you know, when restaurants look at their vegetables as a simple commodity with really no difference in looking at purchasing that than they will the mops in their washroom, it changes the game, because then it's simply not important to them, because they don't have the realization that we have to take care of the way we produce, the way we grow. And we don't have time right now, but this lettuce E. coli thing is all about many times the farming methods that have gone haywire. Well, guess what? It's already time for us to take the first break. And when we come back, we will be discussing sleep. It's something that's epidemic with insomnia. I certainly have had my years of it. I've learned a lot. And we're going to, between Meredith and I, give you some bullet points that I know you probably have not heard. So we've got that plus more to come. For our Meredith and Ed Jones, stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We're a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, along with my guest host today, Meredith Mason, and Dr. Green is out of town, and we will be back with him next week. And we've, you know, Meredith is a nurse practitioner here in Chattanooga and is the owner of a new clinic called Brio that will be very exciting and offer some great options for people. And it kind of is more of the evolving nature of, I think, personalized healthcare. Welcome back, Meredith.
I'm so happy to be here.
What I want to talk about, and actually I did another show earlier in the week on this same topic, and it's very near and dear to my heart because I'm a chronic insomniac. It has been one of my demons, I guess, that I have battled with since my daughter was born. I slept like a baby until I started becoming overreactive to every whimper and cough and noise 28 years ago, and for some reason it kind of rewired me. Have you heard of that before happening, Meredith?
Yes, with any major life change, there can be a change in the pattern of sleep. So it sounds that like that's what happened to you, Ed. You took your responsibilities as a new father very seriously.
Yes, and you know, stress, trauma, things that get deeply seated within us that we don't purge or don't move through and come to peace with, all of those will end up producing issues with our health, emotionally or physically. And, you know, we could do a show completely on that. So, you know, I always, and in fact, Dr. Green and I speak of this often, is repressed and suppressed emotions, which American people are very good at doing because we live in a country that relies on distracting and looking away and running away from any emotion that's painful. And that is a recipe for disaster. Even Sigmund Freud said that long ago, that it will come back to haunt you if you don't face these kind of things. My journey on insomnia probably is similar to many, which is I tried everything. And, you know, the world is full of trying to symptomatically treat lack of sleep. And the issue with me, which I bet you a lot of people listening will say, yeah, that's me too. I can go to sleep. It's that waking up 2.5 to 3.5 hours later, and then you might go back into that light sleep, and then you're, you know, by the time the morning comes, you just feel like you've been in a boxing match because you never get back into that deep sleep. What are some of the bullet points that actually help to rebalance this system so we can get the quality that we need in order to have good health? And that means good brain health. We are foggy when we don't sleep. We have increased rates of cancers. We have everything that we don't want is going to be increased if we have chronic insomnia. So give us some points, which I know you and I agree on many of those, including GABA, which is what I use, GABA during the night. But tell us some of your bullet points.
So Ed, I think sleep is a very complex thing, you know, something we take for granted if we're sleeping well, and something we're obsessed with if we're not. So there's the topic of sleep hygiene, which has to deal with creating the environment in your bedroom that is conducive to sleep. There's also an approach we'll be looking at micronutrient deficiencies that are important for relaxation. And then probably the third approach would be looking, like you said, it mentioned GABA, which is an inhibitory neurotransmitter produced in the pineal gland of the brain. Melatonin is another hormone that is produced that's very important for sleep as well. So the third approach may be looking at these neurotransmitter production levels and doing things through diet or supplementation to rebalance those. So that's really like kind of like a three-prong approach: sleep hygiene, micronutrient deficiency, and neurotransmitter balancing.
Yeah, I love that because I know from my experience, and because I'm the self-appointed guinea pig for all kind of natural therapies. There's nothing I won't try because I feel like if I'm experimenting on myself, I'm much more able to help other people. As far as GABA, anyone who has that at waking during the night, I highly recommend getting 1,000 milligrams of GABA, which takes two capsules, putting them near your bed with a little glass of water, because let me tell you, you get up during the night, you go turn lights on, you search through the kitchen, you're doomed because everything starts thinking it's time to get up and go to work, and we can't do that. So, and the thing is, GABA will not get you through the night because it seems to have a brain lifespan, at least for me, of about 3.5 to 4 hours. So if I do it at 9 o'clock, my 1 o'clock awakening, it's not helping. And you spoke about the environment of the bedroom. I am such a believer that we many times have semi-destroyed our chance of sleep by watching TV right before bed with all the blue light rays, having our cell phone on, having a lot of EMFs, which I want you to speak on because I'm a huge fan of us starting to realize what close exposure to high levels of EMF is doing to our brain chemistry. And it has to do with the calcium and how it goes in and out of the cell, and then it damages mitochondrial function. But as far as, you know, getting yourself ready for bed, it isn't like, I mean, when you pull into your garage after coming home from work, do you pull in your driveway at 50 miles an hour, slam on your brakes, and then slide into the garage? No, you start slowing down before you get to your mailbox. It's exactly the same with sleep. You start an hour and a half before by having less bright lights, less chaotic nature, less noises, and you start getting prepared. That's what it is, getting prepared for sleep. And, you know, for those of us who are just tuning in, you are listening to Vital Health Radio presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. And thank you for joining us. We are here with Meredith Mason, and I'm Ed Jones, talking about sleep and insomnia. And I'm raving about GABA, 1,000 milligrams during the night. Now, let me ask you this, Meredith. I, of course, have taken and tried everything. And I know a lot of people give me this comment. I am a fan of using melatonin, but I'm also not a fan of using very high doses. In fact, anything over 1 milligram will give me a slight headache, make me slightly depressed, and give me weird dreams. But if I'm under 1 milligram, it works because it's helping reset the sleep clock. Have you found that to be true?
Absolutely. And really, some people, if you're sensitive to drugs, medications, you can go as low as 0.5 milligrams. Another thing to keep in your mind with melatonin is there has been a recent study that showed that more than 71% of melatonin supplements actually contain more than 10 or less than 10% different product than what the product label indicated. So some products contained as much as 83% less melatonin, while other products contained as much as 478% more melatonin.
Wow.
So that is such an important point, that we have to be able to source our melatonin from reliable companies that are independently lab tested. And Ed, that is something that I love about your business, Nutrition World. You actually have people on staff that are doing that research on the independent lab testing to verify that what y'all are selling is what it says it is.
Well, thank you. And yes, we have a almost insane commitment to be the gatekeepers for this community. And in fact, I'll give you an example. A guy, or I don't know if it's a gentleman or a lady, but someone posted on our Facebook a complaint last week. They said, I came into your store and my doctor hadn't written a recommendation for something, and one of your staff members said, we don't carry that product, and they were a little bit upset about it. And so I wrote back and said, we are so cautious that we will not carry a product that we don't feel is worthy of our standards, even if someone's recommending it. We're not there to just ring up the register. We are there because we're doing the right thing at the right time, and we're blessed with business, I think, because of that. But we're not a commodity store, and we are ultra checking everything. In fact, and we could do a whole show on this, you know, I'm a real believer that folic acid in many of the percentage of the population is actually not a good thing. What we want is more food grown folate, called methylfolates and folates from food. And many of the multivitamins and B complexes are still living in the dark ages using high levels of folic acid. Well, we pulled off seven of our multivitamins that we were just hanging on to because people want them. Well, we're going to have to fight now and talk to people like I did yesterday and explain to them, sir, we don't have that multiple you want anymore, and here's the reasons we don't. We really think you should be doing something different. So thank you for that comment. And yes, and on the melatonin, we actually have one that's food-based, which is the only one made in the country. And, you know, your comment on the dosing, no wonder sometimes people take it and they get some effects that they don't like, because it may be way too little or way too much, and that is scary, isn't it?
Absolutely. It can cause hallucinations, disturbing dreams, so all of that needs to be taken into account. Melatonin, also something that can actually be increased from foods, tart cherry juice being one of the best sources of melatonin. It also can increase serotonin levels, which is our feel-good and relaxation hormone. There's some other precursor foods that increase melatonin as well, and include some whole foods, whole grains and nuts, and things we can do to increase melatonin. Going back, though, to your original point about the EMFs, which stands for electromagnetic magnetic frequencies, electromagnetic frequencies coming from our cell phones, our computers. Really, it can even come out of electronic plugs next to our bedroom, anything that generates electricity. But it's been shown that EMF exposure actually decreases melatonin production in the brain.
Yes.
Another big thing to think about is if people, we know we work in our beds now with our laptops. That's something we weren't doing 20 years ago. We're putting them on our lap. So those EMFs are in communication with our stomach, where, you know, our stomach is housing our beneficial bacteria. It's been shown that EMFs actually reduce beneficial bacteria levels. So we've got to remove EMFs from the bedroom. There's no conversation, you know, that we need to debate about this. We've got to remove EMFs. So that's reducing our cell phone use in the bedroom, reducing our computer use at least several hours before bed, looking at electromagnetic shields. There are great products online that we can use that actually will block these frequencies coming from our devices.
Wow, you know, you so speak my language. And, you know, we now at Nutrition World sell the blocking devices for iPads and for cell phones. I'm sitting here looking at mine. And when you say remove it, you know, to me, my cell phone is about 9 feet away from me on a counter. That's plenty far. You don't have to put them on the other side of the house. But understand that, you know, sleeping next to it, looking at it during the night, all those can be devastating to your health. And I want to mention two things real quick because we're about to run out of time. On NutritionW.com, if you want to read an ebook that I wrote, just type in sleep under the search, and it gives you all of the steps that I have utilized in my life to help me to sleep. But one product I am using during the night, and I did last night, I had a challenged night, is the hemp oil. We actually interviewed here on VitalHealthRadio.com a gentleman, John, and we have his show posted under past shows. And I ran into him yesterday, and we talked again about this. You know, you wake up in the middle of the night and you're anxious. Your brain's got what I call cognitive popcorn going on. You just can't stop it. I love the hemp oil when I can use it during the night. And, you know, it does have a bad taste, but it is so seems to calm my brain down, as it did last night. Well, it's time for us to take a break. And when we come back, Meredith and I will be discussing an unusual topic that you see on the news a lot, so it's certainly not taboo anymore, but, you know, erectile dysfunction and natural methods and options for men who want to consider that, and I think they should. We've got that, plus more to come. For Meredith Mason, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. And thank you for joining us. I am Ed Jones, along with my guest host, Meredith Mason, the nurse practitioner and owner of Brio, which is a new clinic that is going to be exciting for Chattanooga. And welcome back, Meredith.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, I'd probably talk to... We have about 230 people a day who walk through Nutrition World, and we're blessed with that. And I talk to a large amount, even though I do other duties to run the business. But my number one enjoyment is actually speaking, educating others on the journey of health. And I will say that probably every single day, one of the more common questions from men past 35 or even 40 years old is erectile dysfunction. And it is, as we spoke earlier about sleep, insomnia is epidemic. Well, this tends to be a more epidemic, of course, as the years go on. But we're seeing, I think, increased levels of this for probably a many variety of reasons. What is your take on the issues at hand that is causing this, Meredith?
Again, I think it's multifactorial. We're having an increase of xenoestrogens, which are things in our environment. It can be even in plastics, in foods that will actually function as estrogen-like compounds in the body. We're having so increased estrogen levels in men today. We're showing a decreased level in sperm counts and testosterone in men. I think we have to look back at the EMF exposure. We're using cell phones in our pockets at an unprecedented rate. We're exposed to Wi-Fi in our homes. Everyone has Wi-Fi. All of these things have just come about in the last 10 to 20 years. And this is also when we've seen these marked declines in testosterone levels in men. I have some people coming in my clinic, even in their 20s, that when I test them have low testosterone levels. So this is really just unusual, and it is very concerning for the health of our population.
For sure, for sure. And you know, you talk about these xenoestrogens, and I know people who haven't really read a lot about this. When anytime you drink something, heat something, cook something in plastics, I don't care if even the plastic says it's, you know, microwavable, we are ingesting a type of estrogen that is producing havoc in men and women's bodies. It's not just men. And, you know, one of the and because it competes for the receptor site for testosterone. So you've got a multifactorial, as you said, factor. And vitamin D itself being super low will decrease some levels of testosterone. So you're looking at, you know, looking at the big picture. And that's where you and I both totally agree, is you don't just go in and, you know, like a car, you'll go in and if there's a muffler that's loud, well, you're going to replace the muffler. You don't need to look into the engine because you know what's wrong and you just replace it. That isn't the way the human body works. Because it's all tied into a rhythm and a web-like effect that if you do one thing, then downstream, you're going to affect dozens of other mechanisms. And that's also why nutrition's so important and valuable, because it's really like setting up a computer and these nutrients are sending all these correct messages out. And when you don't have the right nutrient levels, then you're getting improper and unhealthy messages being sent. But as far as erectile dysfunction, we talk a lot, you and I do, about nitric oxide. And I'm a huge fan of using natural means to do that, because the drugs that are on the market artificially are doing it. And there's not anything inherently super wrong with these drugs. But if we can use more natural means, that means you could use less drugs or no drugs. But explain nitric oxide. And again, I'm a big fan of using beet capsules every single day because it increases nitric oxide, or eating the beets. But tell the listeners about that.
Absolutely. So nitric oxide is essentially a gas produced in the body that causes vasodilation of the vessels. So this is a natural compound that's created when we eat things like raw vegetables in particular. Raw beets are probably one of the best sources of nitric oxide. You can also get it, a great way to consume that is by juicing the beet. A lot of people don't care for the taste of beet, and that's where the beet powders and beet capsules come in and are really an easy way to consume more beet. But so this, you know, goes back and increases our attention that we need to put on increasing our amount of raw vegetables that we consume on a daily basis. Yes, we can have our protein sources with our healthy meats. Yes, we can have our healthy fats, but we have to work in raw vegetables daily. You can have cooked vegetables, but I tell people always put some raw vegetables on your plate as well. One of those reasons is we want to increase healthy levels of nitric oxide in the body.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, again, I do eat, and I'm, as you know, a big believer, and I try to educate on the value of a plant-based diet and then putting the right protein and fats in the big picture also. But you cannot have all the great things happen to your body if you don't eat colored vegetables. And I'm talking about twice a day, And I do use a green drink myself because we're all living in a fast world, and I don't always get all of the quantity I want. But the green drinks that we sell are of such potency that they are helping to replace. Nothing is going to be as good as the food out of the earth, properly prepared or just eaten raw. Yes, you're right. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Vital Health Radio presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. And thank you for joining us. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, along with my guest host, Meredith Mason, and we are talking about natural options for erectile dysfunction. When I talk to someone at the store, my just standard is I do believe that, you know, you should get tested for your hormones. And I do also recommend something that I'd say the vast majority of healthcare practitioners don't do, which is for men, testing both the free and total testosterone, but the bigger factor is testing total estrogen count. Because if a man's estrogen is extremely elevated, it doesn't really matter where his testosterone is. The estrogen is going to compete with that receptor site, and it will negate some of the abilities of that area. Now, I want to talk about, there's a machine that, and in fact, we interviewed on Vital Health Radio about 5, 6, 7 months ago from Hickson Urology, Dr. Cohn, on a type of therapy that I will let you explain, but it has to do with a once-a-week treatment that's about 30 minutes long, and what it does is help rebuild the vascular capacity of the genitals. And a lot of times, and you spoke on nitric oxide, when you have a lot of nitric oxide, it dilates the arteries, it lets the blood flow like it was when you're younger. That's why the beets and the right diet and all those things work. But there's actually a thing out of Europe that is similar to lithotripsy, which is the machine they use to break up kidney stones. Tell us a little bit about that. And I know in Europe, they have about a 79% success rate for men who have done this once a week for 6 to 8 weeks.
So yes, this concept uses low frequency waves to go in. So you've got a little wand that's applied to the penis, and it introduces these low frequency waves in several spots around the penis. And what that does is it creates some small disturbances there. So just like our body's really good at healing an injury, whether we get a scrape or a cut, it's kind of a similar concept. We're creating micro damage to the vasculature at those sites. And then what we're trying to stimulate is the body's healing response. So the body can actually create, with this wave damage, small new vessels that increase blood flow to the tissue. So that is the hope with ED Wave. And like you say, there's about a 79% success rate. It might be lower for someone with extensive microvascular damage that you might see in someone with diabetes, for example. But that, in combination with looking at increasing waves of nitric oxide, we can get a really good result for someone with erectile dysfunction. And these are some innovative and novel ways to treat this issue that is so prevalent in our culture right now.
Yes, and I have spoke to many people that I've been intimately involved with this therapy for a couple years, and it just seems like such an awesome, totally safe method to kind of turn the hands of the clock back. And you are right, if someone has significant health issues like diabetes or have had prostate surgery, the benefits are more limited, not totally still worth considering perhaps, but it would be less of a chance it will work. I know that, and we're helping to sponsor or help to support the physicians who will be offering this, and HicksonUrology.com, they have been doing this for quite some time, and I know that at Brio that will be something you also will be offering it. How would someone get in contact with you at Brio if they want to make an appointment for something like that, or make an appointment to see you for more health evaluations?
Well, I encourage anybody that's interested in this, if you go to my webpage, which is www.briomedicine.com, on the first homepage, there's going to be, if you scroll down a little bit, there's going to be a picture of a man, and it's when you scroll over, it'll say men's health. If you click on that picture, it'll take you to more of a description of all the services we offer for health optimization for men. So anybody interested, I encourage going on the website and reading and seeing if this is something you're interested in. And then from that page, again, at the bottom, there'll be an appointment button that you can press. It'll take you directly to a very easy website to use, and you can just make your appointment right there online, and then we'll get in touch with you from there.
That's perfect. It really helps people that can do this as efficiently as technology is allowing today, because I think we're all so frustrated with, you know, inefficient phone people where you call, you get a recording, you get on, put on hold, you don't get a call back. Those days are over for people who know how to set up a business like you at Brio. So I love that. One other thing that and it goes back to our second segment, when a man doesn't sleep, his testosterone will go down, and all the things that involve nitric oxide will be less efficient. So again, the fundamental nature of what built the nature, the plants on this earth, the human system, are also interconnected, and we have to get back to the basics to build the terrain of health. And one of those, again, is sleep. So again, I encourage you, if you want to go to nutritionw.com, type in the word sleep, and you can read the ebook that I wrote, and it has all these steps, because it is a package deal. Quit looking for miracle magic bullets at the drugstore. I have to say that. Now, there are pharmaceuticals that are saving lives every single day, every hour. I'm a huge fan of those. I mean, everyone who listens knows that Dr. Green and I, we agree on so many things, and we tend to debate on some things also. But for the long-term management of your health, we just are encouraging people to partner with people who understand these philosophies. So, you know, that's what we're all about, and you and I just think along the same lines. And it's already time for us to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be discussing more about nutrition and your health. We've got that plus more to come. For Meredith Mason, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, here with our guest host, Meredith Mason. Welcome back, Meredith.
Yes, I'm enjoying this.
Yep, we're rattling on quite nicely. We are focusing on, you know, some topics today that's been, I think, hopefully very interesting to people, which I would guess 50% of everyone listening to us has had times of insomnia and sleep, and I don't want to keep rehashing it, but it's such a huge topic. I want to say one thing that I will almost bet you that almost no one has heard of this, and it is a technique that I have used to get me to a better level of sleep for a longer period of time. And what it involves is taping my mouth shut. Because
wow.
I have learned, actually from a Dr. Buteyko, who is a Russian physician, who came up with a breathing method that really could control asthma better than almost anything that had been discovered at the time. And it involves not breathing through your mouth. And there's a huge amount of research now that's showing that we are going to devastate our health through mouth breathing. And I watch people constantly, like you do, Meredith. We're people who learn from observing. And if you'll watch people, especially as people age and get unhealthy, they become more and more mouth breathers. And like Dr. Buteyko says, it's going to change the level of carbon dioxide to oxygen. We actually need carbon dioxide to be at a certain level, and when you mouth breathe, it disturbs that. Well, getting back to my point, we sell at Nutrition World is special tape, and I know it sounds weird. It is not claustrophobic. A friend of mine, Brian, who works out with me, and I know he has sleep apnea, but he doesn't do anything about it. He started, and he's had problems with sleep for as long as I've known him, or the past at least 10 years. And one day he was in the store about 3 months ago, and he was saying how he's sleeping badly again. I said, Brian, you know, I never preach or talk or, you know, super recommend unless you ask me, but why don't you try this tape? Well, he texted me on like 4 days later and said he could not believe the results. And so you take this tape and you just tape the middle part of your mouth. And what it does is help you to maintain the integrity of your throat during sleep so it doesn't close down and cause this oxygen deprivation. Have you ever heard of the tape method, Meredith, at all?
No, I haven't. And that's really fascinating. I'm sure there's something to do with that continuous pressure to maybe down-regulating the central nervous system. Something that I use that's not similar, but maybe along the same vein is a weighted eye pillow that actually has, I think it's small piece is beans or something in it. That's a silk pillow that I place on my eyes. And I find that continuous pressure on my eyes really calms my central nervous system down. It also has a little bit of lavender in there as well, which lavender is wonderful for calming. But I wonder, when I thought about the tape and the pressure as well, I think there's, you know, touch is a very powerful thing. It's very calm. When we have continuous touch stimulates oxytocin, all these wonderful calming hormones in the body. And I wonder if there's, you know, not something similar to those two techniques.
Yes. And, you know, I love the fact that we are at least are able to give these little points of health tips that you're not going to really get through normal advice. And, you know, the lavender thing, and frankincense are the two oils that I have used to help me to rest when I know or I feel like I'm not going to be my nervous system's not ready to really get into that level that I need to. Now, I will put the lavender and or the frankincense on the bottom of my feet or the inside of my wrist. And I like the inside of the wrist, too, because then I can smell it from the wrist. But doing both of those, the smell and the kind of getting into the blood system, has been great for many people. The one thing I will say about essential oils, you have to be very cautious of the poor quality brands that are being sold, because you can't tell from a smell unless you're really astute at this, because they all smell like lavender. So, they, you know, mm-hmm. you think it's real. But the majority of essential oils are simply not from the plant.
Absolutely.
And, yeah.
And they're expensive to produce, the quality oils.
Yes. Yes. So, you know, when people walk in and say, you know, $10 for lavender, I can get it for $2 down somewhere else. Well, you're not getting real plant-based lavender. It's fake. It is artificial. It will not work to do the same things. Let the buyer beware continues to be the motto of the day all across the board. But it also is so true of these things like essential oils. But I want to say one thing. You can't keep, or I cannot keep using the same essential oil, or I become immune to it eventually. So I recommend people to rotate it around. And I think, you know, back in the day when I was young, you know, everybody had their, like, medicine chest full of like their pharmaceutical remedies or Band-Aids, you know, alcohol, and they all kind of had their little kit. Well, today, I think we need to, you know, recreate a different kit, which is if you're having issues with sleep, you know, you create a few things, a few options, because we want things that are, number one, safe and toxic-free, not addictive, and can be used with total security that you're not going to harm yourself. And, you know, what we're talking about is that. So, you know, how is your sleep? I've never asked you that before.
So what's really interesting is I have gone through dramatically different types of sleep depending on what is going on in my life. So I would say in my 20s, when I was going through all of the issues with my gut issues, I actually had really poor sleep. I would say I was lucky to get 4 hours of sleep a night. I was extremely anxious and worried. I spent many nights, you know, staring at the ceiling wide awake. And I will say that as I have repaired my gut over time, my sleep has completely been restored. And that is because beneficial bacteria produce GABA, produce melatonin. They produce all these neurotransmitters that are communicating intimately with our nervous system. And if that is not an argument for healing your gut, I don't know what is, because I wasn't looking to improve sleep. It happened over time naturally.
Wow. You know, how often does the word gut come back into our conversation? And so most of the history of conversations on health, the gut was really looked at like a piece of plumbing that just transported things through it. But oh my gosh, has it changed. In fact, we did an interview here on Vital Health with a Max Willis from a company called Nutraceutical. And he actually came to the store, flew in from Utah, and had saying exactly the same things you are saying, because the research is on a fast pace right now. That's now, and when I say probiotics or microbiome, I'm not talking about eating a cup of yogurt. That is a laughing joke to try to think, well, I'm going to put all the good guys back in. First off, you're killing all the good guys constantly because we're drinking chlorinated water, and the, like we talk about the farming methods.
EMFs.
EMFs affect the good bacteria in our gut. Who would have thought that? So it's being bombarded from every single angle. And you and I both are huge fans of, you know, helping to try to get recognizing that small farmers are a key factor to producing the best foods. But one thing Max Willis was saying, and he has done probably more, he has done more research and developing of probiotics than anyone in this country right now. But he was talking about the probiotic Helvetica's will direct calcium to bone and help to convert D2 to D3, which then helps mood and depression. Well, that's huge. So, you know, instead of using other methods, you can use probiotics for so many different purposes. But the one I want to talk about is the, which was so interesting. I learned so much from him. Bifidum, we now know, will decrease calcium to the follicle. Women who are, and men who are losing hair due to weakened follicles, we sometimes that's happening because the calcium's getting stuck and killing the follicle. Well, you can't wash it out. So what do? Again, you go back to the gut. Make sure you have something with bifidum in there.
That's fascinating.
How intriguing is all this? I mean,
fascinating.
It can keep me up at night just thinking about this because it's an emerging science. And I think those of us who are so involved in this conversation, it's like Columbus discovering the new world. I mean, it truly is. One of the most exciting things in my life, I never believed in back in the 1980s when I was operating Nutrition World, and we were, you know, really not frowned upon, but made fun of, and, you know, no one endorsed us in the medical field. We were all charlatans, just, you know, hawking goods that were just, you know, were unworthy. But look at how that has changed, and how those of us like you and I, you know, we're on a path that is incredible. And, you know, I'm sorry, but we've almost run out of time, Meredith. It's been a great show, and thank you for all your insight.
Thank you. I have so much enjoyed sharing these topics that I'm passionate about, and I love working with patients to help them in discovering their health issues and restoring their health.
Oh, so wonderful. And we will have your cards at Nutrition World for those who want to come by and if they forgot the website or anything else. That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and the website by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m., for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green, who will be back next week, and from CHI Memorial, thank you for sponsoring the great show. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.